In a world dominated by winning, the idea that loss can be a good thing is something of an anathema. And yet, throughout human history, loss has forged characters, changed nations, and, well, much, much more. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Just about every country in the world sets one day aside each year that has something to do both with its national identity and with overcoming struggle. Many celebrate some form of Independence Day. America has Memorial Day. The Brits have Armistice Day. But on this day each year, the New Zealanders and the Australians do something very strange. Whilst others typically celebrate their victories, we on this day commemorate a terrible defeat. We remember our 36,000 casualties suffered during the World War I battle in Turkey on the Gallipoli Peninsula. What a strange thing to do. And yet this terrible loss speaks powerfully into the birth of two national identities. Christians actually also do a strange thing. They too celebrate a terrible loss, the death of Jesus on that cross. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. The teaching about the cross seems foolish to those who are lost, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God. As the scriptures say, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, I will confuse the understanding of the intelligent. Celebrating a loss can seem foolish, but just as the terrible loss of Gallipoli forged the character of two nations, so the crucifixion of Jesus has saved countless lost souls and ushered them into an eternity with him. I don't know how you feel about Jesus' sacrifice on that cross for you, but it is the power to breathe new life into you. It is the power to save your soul. It's a defeat that delivers you victory for all eternity. Jesus, that's God's word fresh for you today. God's wisdom is so often counterintuitive. It almost always flies in the face of so-called worldly wisdom. And yet it's a wisdom born out of his incredible love. It's a wisdom that has the power to transform and indeed save lives. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.